Where the hell are you going, man? You wake up, check your phone, scroll, complain, and call it a life. You keep saying you're waiting for the right time. The right time is gone. It's been gone. And every morning you do the same routine, hoping something changes, but it never will because you won't. Let me ask you something. When was the last time you earned your own respect? When was the last time you did something so hard that it scared you? You've been soft for too long. You've built comfort around yourself like a prison. And then you wonder why you feel trapped. You want to know why your confidence is low? Because you don't keep your promises to yourself. You talk about becoming great, but every day you choose average. You want results, but you run from the pain that gives birth to them. You think motivation is going to save you? No, discipline will. And right now, you have none. Let me be real with you. You say you want success, but you still sleep like you've made it. You want respect, but you move like a beggar. You want change, but you won't even face the mirror. This world doesn't reward potential. It rewards execution. And most of you are just waiting for luck, waiting for signs, waiting for someone to save you. But no one's coming. You got to become your own savior. You got to stop being scared of pain. Because pain is not punishment. It's progress in disguise. You know what's crazy? People talk about self-love like it's comfort. No. Real self-love is brutal honesty. It's calling yourself out on your own bullshit. It's admitting you're lazy, weak, distracted, and deciding to change it. That's love. That's power. The problem isn't that life is unfair. It's that you keep expecting it to be easy. It's that you confuse peace with pleasure and discipline with suffering. Let me tell you what suffering really is. It's the gym when your body's screaming to stop. It's those late nights when you could sleep but you study instead. It's when no one believes in you and you still keep going. That's not punishment, that's training. You've been tricked into thinking you can have greatness without the grind, that you can build power without pressure, that you can be respected without pain. You can't. So I'm telling you now, stop waiting for a miracle. Start becoming one. Get up, fix your habits, cut the noise. Stop explaining yourself to people who don't matter. Because if you keep living for validation, you'll die without purpose. The truth is, you don't need more time. You've had enough. You need to bleed for something again. You need to hurt for something real. Because that's how warriors are made. Not in comfort, but in chaos. So no, you're not tired. You're just weak. And weakness isn't cured by rest, it's cured by war. It's time you start acting like someone who's been chosen by their pain. No emotion. No excuses. Just the mission. Who the hell do you think you are? You think this world owes you something? You think people will stop, look back, and say, poor you, when you fall? They won't. Because the world doesn't care about your feelings. It only listens to one language results. You can cry all you want. You can post about how tired you are, how unfair life is, how people don't understand you. And you know what happens after that? Nothing. The clock keeps moving. The world keeps running. And the weak, they keep drowning. You either adapt or you get crushed. It's that simple. You think pain is unfair? No pain is your teacher. You think failure is cruel? No, it's the entrance fee to becoming unbreakable. You say you want to change? Then prove it. Not with your words, not with your plans, with your F**king actions. The truth is, nobody is coming to save you. No one's going to pick you up when you break. You can scream, you can blame, you can hope, but no one's listening. Because this world doesn't reward emotions. It rewards execution. You have two choices right now. Stay soft. Or get up, get angry, and start moving. Stop making pain your excuse. Start making it your weapon. Every rep you skip, every morning you sleep in, every time you say tomorrow, you're killing the part of you that could have been a monster. That could have scared the world with how disciplined you became. You don't need motivation. You need discipline when motivation dies. When it's cold, when it's dark, when it's lonely, that's where the real ones rise. The winner doesn't belong to the weak. It belongs to the ones who lock in. Look in the mirror. Go on. That's your enemy. Not your parents. Not your friends. Not the system. Not luck. You. Every time you said, I'll start tomorrow. Every time you scrolled instead of built. Every time you lied to yourself saying, I'm trying. That's you sabotaging yourself. You want to know what's been holding you back? It's not the world. It's the war inside your own mind. The version of you that wants to stay comfortable, that's the real villain. That voice that whispers, it's okay. You've done enough. That's the voice that's been killing your potential inch by inch. And the only way to silence it is to suffocate it with discipline. Because discipline isn't punishment, it's liberation. The gym isn't pain, it's the battlefield where weakness dies. The grind isn't suffering, it's purification. You don't become strong by talking about strength. You become strong by confronting your pathetic habits and breaking them until they beg to leave. You want peace? Earn it. You want respect? Build it. You want power? Bleed for it. No one will hand it to you. You have to take it. Rip it from the hands of your old self. The lazy, distracted, fearful self that's been steering your life into a wall. Because here's the truth. Until you kill that version of yourself, you'll keep reliving the same F-asterisk King Year over and over again. New goals, same habits. New plans, same weakness. New motivation, same outcome. And then one day, you'll wake up and realize you wasted your potential defending your comfort. You want to know what's scary? Most people never win, not because they couldn't, but because they never faced themselves. You got two choices. Either be the victim of your weakness or become the executioner of it. Burn the excuses. Burn the comfort. Burn the soft version of you that keeps pulling you down. Because until you do, you'll never know what you're truly capable of. You keep avoiding pain like it's the enemy. But pain is the entrance fee. It's the price every great one had to pay. You want strength? You'll suffer for it. You want mastery? You'll bleed for it. You want peace? You'll first face chaos. That's the deal. No shortcuts, no discounts, no negotiations. Pain is the tax life charges you for doing something that matters. And the problem with you is you want results on credit. You want to skip the line, get the reward, without earning the scars. But the truth is, you don't grow when it's easy. You grow when everything inside you screams, quit, and you still whisper, not yet. Every rep that burns, every early morning when your body says no, every night when no one claps for you, that's where your transformation hides. Because pain is honest. Pain doesn't lie to you. Pain doesn't care about your feelings. It tells you exactly where you're weak. It shows you the gap between who you are and who you could be. So instead of running from it, you embrace it You shake its hand and say, teach me. You see, comfort is a liar. It'll keep you small and call it peace. But pain will build you into something dangerous. That's why the greats look different. Not because they were born lucky, but because they've suffered with purpose. While you were chasing dopamine, they were chasing discipline. While you were protecting your feelings, they were sharpening their will. They bled, failed, fallen, broken, and yet they kept moving because they understood one thing. Pain purifies. It burns away ego. It kills excuses. It exposes truth. And if you let it, it'll rebuild you into something unrecognizable. So next time it hurts good. That means you're still alive. That means there's still something inside you worth fighting for. Remember this. The weak avoid pain and stay the same. The strong face pain and evolve. You choose who you are every time you suffer. And right now, this pain you feel, it's not your punishment. It's your transformation. Read this carefully. No one's coming. No one's coming to drag you out of bed. No one's coming to fix your life. No one's coming to make you stronger, richer, smarter, or disciplined. You've been waiting for motivation like it's a bus that's running late. But it's not coming. Because the truth is, the world doesn't owe you a damn thing. You've been lied to. You were told to manifest success. You were told to think positive, and it'll all work out. But you can sit in your room thinking positive for 10 years, and nothing's going to happen if you don't move. You can pray, hope, wish, cry, but until you take control of your own hands, you'll stay exactly where you are. You know what the real difference is between winners and losers? Ownership. Winners own everything. Their failures, their weaknesses, their choices, their mindset. They look in the mirror and say, this is my fault. And because it's my fault, I can fix it. Losers look for someone to blame. Their parents, their boss, their past. But when you give away blame, you also give away power. And when you realize that, that's when life changes. Because then, it's all on you. And that's not depressing, it's liberating. It means you have the power to rewrite everything. The only chains left are the ones you still defend. You think someone's coming with a map? They're not. You're the map. You're the path. You're the key. Stop waiting for the right moment. There isn't one. Stop waiting for people to believe in you. They won't until you prove them wrong. You want respect? Earn it. You want freedom? Bleed for it. You want revenge on life? Then rise higher than anyone thought you could. You're sitting in your comfort zone waiting for a miracle, while someone else is out there earning it. The truth? Nobody's coming to save you. But the second you stop waiting, you become unstoppable. You become your own savior. You become the monster they warned you about. And when you reach that point, you'll never beg again. You'll never wait again. You'll never expect help again. Because you'll understand the truth. Everything you need was already inside you. You just had to wake it up. You want to know why your life hasn't changed? It's not because of your parents. It's not because of where you were born. It's not because of bad luck or timing or fate. It's because every single time life punched you in the face, you opened your mouth and made an excuse. Excuses are the most expensive lies you'll ever tell yourself because they cost you your future. You say, I don't have time. but you scroll for hours. You say, I'm tired. But you've never actually pushed yourself long enough to know what tired feels like. You say, I'm waiting for the right moment. There is no right moment. There is only now. And every time you say, tomorrow, you bury another version of yourself that could have made it. You can't be successful and safe at the same time. You can't grow while clinging to comfort. You can't win while defending your weakness. You either make progress or make excuses, not both. Do you think the people you look up to had it easy? You think they didn't have doubts? They just decided that their excuses weren't worth protecting anymore. They let their excuses die so their purpose could live. And that's the choice right in front of you now. Keep lying to yourself or finally tell yourself the truth. You're not tired, you're untrained. You're not unlucky, you're unfocused. You're not lost, you're undisciplined. The truth hurts, but it also heals. Because once you stop blaming everything and everyone else, you realize how much power you've been giving away. It's not the world holding you back. It's you holding on to excuses because they make failure easier to accept. Because as long as you have a reason, you don't have to take responsibility. But the day you stop making excuses, you become dangerous. You become unstoppable. Because now, failure isn't a dead end, it's data. It's feedback. It's fuel. You stop saying, why me? And start saying, try me. Every time you're about to give up, remember this. Someone with less talent, less opportunity, and less help than you is out there doing the very thing you keep saying you can't do. Excuses are the walls that trap the weak. Discipline is the hammer that breaks them down. So stop defending your limits. Stop romanticizing your pain. Stop talking like the world owes you something. Because it doesn't. It owes you nothing, and that's your advantage. Because when you accept that, you stop waiting to be saved. You start building yourself. You don't need a lucky break. You need brutal honesty. You need to look in the mirror and say, I'm not where I want to be because I've been lying to myself. That sentence right there, that's how every comeback starts. That's how every monster is born. Kill your excuses before they kill your potential. Because the longer you keep them alive, the weaker you'll get. And weakness is the one disease you can't afford to live with. Comfort is the silent killer. It's the most dangerous addiction in the world because it doesn't destroy you all at once. It kills you slowly, softens you, takes the edge off your soul until there's nothing sharp left. You don't even notice it happening. You sleep in a little longer, skip one workout, put off the work you said you'd do tomorrow. And you call it self-care. But it's not. It's decay. You've traded your potential for peace of mind. You've traded greatness for temporary pleasure. You've traded hunger for comfort. And comfort doesn't love you back. You know what comfort gives you? A mediocre life. A soft body. A restless mind. And 1,000 what-ifs when you're lying awake at night. You think people become great because they felt like it? No. They became great because they didn't. Because they showed up when every cell in their body screamed quit. Because they pushed when there was no applause, no validation, no one cheering them on. Comfort tells you to take it easy. Discipline whispers, keep going. Every rep you skip, every late night you waste scrolling, every shortcut you take is you're training yourself to lose. You want power? then you gotta suffer for it. Because pain is the forge that makes men dangerous. Comfort makes you predictable. Pain makes you precise. You think balance will make you successful? No. Balance is for people who've already won. You're still fighting for your life. There's a reason wolves don't live in cages. Because comfort kills their instincts. Makes them forget what they were born to be. That's what's happening to you right now. You've forgotten. You've forgotten what it feels like to wake up with fire. You've forgotten what it feels like to chase something like your life depends on it. Because it does. So here's your reminder. Kill your comfort before it kills your ambition. Delete the excuses. Burn the safety nets. Wake up early. Work in silence. Bleed if you have to. Because comfort is not your friend. It's the thief that stole your potential and called it peace. You say you want to change? Then prove it. Prove it by doing the things that make you uncomfortable. Prove it by walking into the storm while everyone else hides. Prove it by choosing pain over pleasure, discipline over desire, grit over glory. The death of comfort is the birth of greatness. And when you embrace that truth, you'll stop being another name on the list of people who almost made it. Because comfort creates the average. Pain creates the extraordinary.